Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
You're listening to The Spectrum, Bob Henry, and Ivory Coast Media Production.
Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to The Spectrum with Bob Ivory. I want to thank you so much for joining me today. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Spectrum with Bob Ivory. We have an exciting guest on our show today, Terry Lee Chandler, media mogul extraordinaire, if you will. She's going to share some tips and some information on her process of becoming a success in the field. Terry Lee Chandler, a native of Detroit, is a graduate of Wayne State University, from which she holds a bachelor's degree in mass communications electronic journalism. She's also a proud graduate of Spex Howard School of Media Arts with a concentration in radio and TV. Upon graduating from Spex Howard, she went to work for ABC 53 TV in Lansing as a freelance reporter and producer, while simultaneously working as the local host of the Tom Joyner Morning Show on Power 96.5. Prior to that, Terry served as the midday host for 1180 WXLA. Terry has been the film critic for WWJ News Radio 950, Detroit's only all-news radio station, since May of 2011. Her reviews are also featured on her entertainment news blog, which is part of the Intercom Radio Detroit website. In 2016, Terry created the ICU Awards, an awards program that was developed specifically for low-budget independent filmmakers. The first awards program was presented on Sunday, August 27th, 2017, following a full day of film screenings on Thursday, August 24th, 2017. Terry is also an independent filmmaker. Her first short film, Quickie Lube, a laugh-out-loud comedy about life in a 10-minute oil change shop, was an official selection of the Trinity Film Coalition Filmmakers Lounge, the Riverside Saginaw Film Festival, and the Inglewood Film Festival. Her second short film, Sexy Dex, was filmed on location in Los Angeles. It is the story of Dexter Montrose, a handsome, self-obsessed, self-made millionaire who thinks he has his life all figured out until he meets his new next-door neighbor and her 12-year-old son. In addition to Vosaic, Terry is a member of the Broadcast Film Critics Association, the largest film critics group in the U.S. and Canada, the African American Film Critics Association, and SAG-AFTRA. Welcome to The Spectrum, Terry.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It is absolutely my pleasure, Terry, to be sure. So let's dive right into the questions I've got for you today. Tell me something. What was the catalyst for you wanting to dive into the world of broadcast media?
Well, you know, I have always enjoyed writing.
Okay.
So my love of broadcast media started when I was a teenager watching the TV news. Hmm. I decided then, about when I was 16, that I wanted to be a newscaster. So I just made up my mind then that that's what I wanted to do. And honestly, I mean, there were a number of setbacks and some trying times that I went through, but I was determined. As anybody would tell you that knows me, I was determined to make it happen.
Hmm. Absolutely fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. So what people, either inside or outside the field, inspired you and or motivated you to do what you do?
Going back to my teenage years again, I used to watch an anchor on Fox TV News in Detroit.
Okay.
And a lot of people may remember her, Beverly Payne.
Beverly Payne, of course, yes.
Yes. She always looked so beautiful. She was classy. She was just the consummate professional.
Sure, absolutely.
She was definitely an inspiration. And also Carol Simpson, the former ABC News weekend anchor. Now, she was an inspiration. And outside of journalism, one of my other things that I wanted to do when I was younger, I never really became a top model, but
okay.
I always admired supermodel Beverly Johnson.
Yes. I remember Beverly Johnson.
All of those women, I would say, inspired and motivated me.
So how old were you when you kind of got the bug? About how old were you?
I really remember sitting in front of the TV when I was 16.
Hmm.
And I absolutely knew then that that's what I wanted to do.
When you reflect back on it now, how rewarding was it to have made a decision about what you wanted to be at such a young age?
Well, you know, it's rewarding because it's good to know what you want to do. I mean, there were times, of course, when I, you know, may have thought that I wanted to do something else.
Okay.
But that was the one thing that I know that stuck with me from the time I was young and still sticks with me today because I absolutely love what I do. And I've always liked to write.
Okay.
And I was always writing. English was my favorite subject in high school. And I remember winning the spelling bee and people telling me, and my sister, Sylvia, always telling me how great a speller I was. And anybody had a question about how to spell something, they would come to me. So because I just loved English and writing, that was just something that I felt would be the perfect career for me.
Absolutely. So you expanded your vocabulary early on then, especially as it relates to spelling.
I would say so, yeah. But there's some words now. I mean, if I watch the spelling bee now, most of those words, I don't know what they mean, let alone how to spell them.
Okay. All right. Okay, so moving along, yeah, were there ever moments of discouragement for you in pursuit of your dreams or in pursuit of becoming what you wanted to be and what inspired you?
Absolutely. I would have to say that one of the very first moments of discouragement that really stands out in my mind is when I was in college. I was in the Student Center building.
Okay.
And all of us were standing around waiting to register and do some other things. And this woman, a young lady, was also a student. I didn't know her. She just struck up a conversation.
Okay.
She asked what I was studying.
Hmm.
And I told her I was studying journalism.
Right.
And then she said, "What? You'll never make any money as a journalist.
Wow.
Why are you studying that?" And I thought to myself, I don't even know you.
Hmm.
The nerve of you to say something to me like that. So, you know, I just kind of walked away.
Okay.
But that was, you know, it's kind of surprising, but also another time that I can remember several times is when I tried to break into the business and couldn't get a break.
Mm.
It, you know, people coming up. I mean, it's different now because there's so many different avenues you can take. But back when I was coming up,
sure,
it was hard.
Far more challenging. Yeah.
So what I did, one of the things I did, was I decided to create and anchor my own TV newscast.
Hmm.
And it ran on cable TV in Southfield. And I was what they call a one-man band. I was the writer. I did the camera out in the field.
Wow.
Recruited to serve as crew. I did the editing. And, you know, I look back now and go, man, how
that
did I
really
do
something.
All that?
Huh.
But I loved it. So I was doing what I wanted to do. So, you know, when you heard the saying, when you do what you love, you don't work a day in your life.
Absolutely. Well, that's a great way to really get past the discouragement that you had experienced. What did that feel like for you at those moments? I mean, you've got this dream in front of you. You're all excited and ready to go. And then, bam, people are saying stuff to you. Did you have other people say negative things to you as you were pursuing your dream?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I had a news director.
Oh.
This is another thing that I'll never forget. I had a news director. I was working behind the scenes as a writer-producer, and he told me that I would never be on the air.
Wow.
He didn't like delivery. So that was very discouraging, but it also motivated me to work even harder.
Ah, very good. That's very good.
Inspired me to go back to school because I wasn't about to give up. You know, I worked hard. It was my dream since I was a teenager, so I was not about to give up.
So where did you, what do you credit that tenaciousness? Where did that come from? That you just made up in your mind that you weren't going to give up?
You know, I honestly have to say that, you know, my mom raised us. You know, I have a brother and a sister.
Okay.
And she raised us to believe in ourselves and to work hard for what we wanted. My mom was a very hard worker, and I knew I would help her go to work every day, come home, cook dinner, wash clothes, do the housework. So that was all, you know, looking at her and seeing what she went through and never giving up and really never complaining just inspired me and motivated me. And I think a lot of it, in my case, is just genetics. I don't know. It's just inside of me that I just feel like if I work so hard for something, I'm not going to give up.
You are not going to be stopped. Absolutely right. Outstanding. So tell me this, what would you say to a young girl or young boy or anyone? But I mentioned a young girl in particular because I think it's important that we encourage our young girls and young ladies to pursue careers in media, you know, in science and so forth, and really anything, because it's been a long time since in the, you probably remember in years past, a lot of emphasis was put on boys and what boys, you know, become in. But I think it's important to encourage our young ladies as well. So what would you say to a young girl looking to pursue a similar path such as your own?
You know, I would say, find a mentor.
Mm.
Find someone in whatever business that you want to go into, whatever career you want to do, or if you're even just thinking about something and you're not sure, you know, find someone who you admire and reach out to them for advice and support. You know, people, you'd be surprised at people who are willing to help and will help, but you have to ask, because
sure,
if you don't ask, they won't know. The other thing I would say is, do what I did, which is to work hard. You know,
okay,
get in school, and also especially in anything entertainment related,
right,
it's an internship.
Mm.
Because that is 99% of the time, that is the way you get your foot in the door. And many times, those internships can pay turn into paid positions.
Oh,
and
wow,
while you get yourself a good demo reel, because that's what you're going to need when you're out there, you know, searching for work. And don't be afraid to go to a small market and work your way up, because a lot, that's where you learn.
Sure.
You get your experience, and then you can move on to, you know, something bigger and better.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
And the other thing is, make sure to attend networking events, join professional organizations. And, you know, nowadays with social media, LinkedIn is excellent for that.
That makes sense. Sure. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Were you finished?
Yeah, pretty much just attend networking events and join professional organizations. Get as much experience as you can, because all of those things are going to be very instrumental in helping you move up the ladder and achieve the success that you're looking for.
Wonderful. Wonderful. So tell me, what are some of the things you enjoy most about what you do? What have been some of the benefits and perks, if you will?
Oh, well, you know, as a film critic, I love seeing movies, and I get to see all of the movies courtesy of the production company. So that's a big perk. And doing what I love to do. You know, I love what I do, and I can't see myself doing anything else. That's a big perk. The other thing is, you may know that I founded the ICU Awards.
Hmm.
It's an award program for independent filmmakers. We're going into our fifth year.
Okay. All right.
I love that because I know from firsthand experience, having made two short films right now and helping other independent filmmakers make their films, just how hard it is to produce a film. So I love watching the different movies that are submitted, I love reading the screenplays, and I especially love recognizing and rewarding their achievements, because I know, as I said, how hard it is to make a film and even to write a screenplay. So it just gives me a lot of satisfaction to be able to recognize and reward their work, because it is such a challenging endeavor.
Exciting. Absolutely fantastic. You do have quite the impressive bio as it relates to both radio and television. Are there any secrets or important details people need to understand about the media if they're going to pursue any type of career in that particular field?
I would have to say that the media is here to inform and enlighten, and also to present the information. You know, a lot of people send us press releases. I work at WWJ, as you and probably a lot of people know. Okay. So we get a press releases. And if it's a well-written press release that has some information that we feel the public needs to hear, or then by all means, send it, pitch it to us, because we're always looking for stories. So remember that.
Okay.
We always... WJ, the news watch never stops, and it truly doesn't.
All right.
So we're here, as I said, to serve the public, and I'm proud to be a broadcast journalist living my dream and doing what I want to do with my life.
Wonderful. Now did you mention a movie you're working on or you've written?
I produced two short films. The first one is called Quickie Lube, which I produced several years ago. And my husband, Dexter, used to work in an oil change shop.
Okay.
He would come home every day and tell me all these crazy stories about his day.
Okay.
So I said, you know what? That sounds like a movie. So I made a short film. And one of my colleagues told me that it reminded her of the characters from The Office. And I thought that was such a major compliment.
Sure.
And then a couple years ago, we went to Los Angeles because, you know, on my bucket list was I wanted to make a movie in L.A. So I went to Los Angeles, you know, raised the money, found the cast, the crew and everything. And we went to Los Angeles.
Wow.
And we produced a short film called Sexy Dex. And it's about a young man who thinks he has his life all figured out until he meets his new next door neighbor and her 12-year-old son.
Hmm.
So it's a very inspiring feel-good story.
Okay. Sounds interesting. So is it done, or when can we expect to be able to view it?
It is done, and I'm looking for an outlet now where I can stream it so people
okay.
can watch.
All right. Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, Terry, I certainly appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule to share with my audience the information that you shared, because it's from someone that's on the inside, that is priceless information. Are there any final thoughts you'd like to share with the audience as we prepare to wrap up?
Yes. You know, I would like to say that whatever it is anyone out there listening wants to do for a career, remember to choose wisely, because you're going to be doing it, hopefully, for a long time if it's what you like. And remember that, you know, our parents told us this when we were young: if at first you don't succeed, try again.
Mm-hmm.
And that still stands true to this day. Now, I also would like to say that I interviewed Tyler Perry a few years ago.
Okay.
And he told me that people who give up didn't want it bad enough.
Hmm.
Think about it. If he had given up, there'd be no Tyler Perry Studios and all those wonderful shows that his production company produces.
Absolutely.
And if I had given up, there would be no ICU awards. And of course, I wouldn't be a film critic. And what a shame that would be, not only for me, because I wouldn't be living my purpose and what I want to do, but also because the filmmakers have told me so many times how much they love the awards program and how much it means them.
Wow.
So just keep pushing, believe in yourself, and just never give up. As long as you don't quit, you are succeeding.
Wow. Well, Terry Lee Chandler, that is really exciting information, and I really appreciate your energy, and I want to thank you for being on the Spectrum with Bob Ivory. Please tell our listeners how they can keep up with what you're doing and how they can connect with you.
So Certainly. They can find me on my website, which is terryleechandler.com. And I'm also on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Wow. Thank you so much. Once again, I can't tell you how much I appreciate it. I was scrolling through and I saw you with all the famous pictures, all the famous stars. I think I saw a picture with you and Eddie Murphy on your page.
I went to Los Angeles and met him.
Hello?
Yes?
I'm sorry. Could you repeat that? You broke up a little bit.
Oh, yes. I was saying I met Eddie Murphy when I went to Los Angeles to do what they call a press junket for his movie, Dolomite Is My Name.
Okay. Wow.
That was a wonderful experience.
Wow. Well, I'm sure that you've inspired a lot of people today, and certainly you've inspired me. And once again, like I said, I appreciate your energy. You have an absolutely fantastic day on purpose, and look to be hearing and seeing more from you very soon. Thank you so much, Terry.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you. Have a good day now.
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for joining me today. You go out there and you get the size shoes that fit your feet and you live your dreams. You'll be astonished at how happy you become. Be well, my friends. Ciao for now.
And if I had given up, there would be no ICU awards. And of course, I wouldn't be a film critic. And what a shame that would be, not only for me, because I wouldn't be living my purpose and what I want to do, but also because the filmmakers have told me so many times how much they love the awards program and how much it means to them.
Wow.
So just keep pushing, believe in yourself, and just never give up. As long as you don't quit, you are succeeding.
Wow.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.